one last time. I thought, before they cut her phone off, I might leave a last message, one for the ether, one that not a soul would ever hear. Goodbye, old girl. I wish you well. It grieves me that she fades. I am dismayed that nothing can be done. Now she has gone where all our roads converge, or rather, where they entrail themselves. There you find the fetid knot that poisons all our purposes, debasing them, rendering them baseless, making a cruelty of our consciousness. There's no nobility to old age. There is no self at all. No heroism, surely, amongst those who are dying. Heroics imply choice, not helplessness. Instead, declining life is a quest for salvage against inevitable shipwreck. Doing what can be done, saving what can be saved, before one founders. They know, of course. The dying choose their words to please us. Then they doze. Whose bedside manner is that? The dying are there for us, writing off debts that we cannot repay. Words it is too late for us to say, absorbing our composure, our denial, and the lies of our upright, grown-up lives. In gentler, distant eyes. I didn't make my call. I knew it was in vain. But that's not vanity. It was maybe my fear of, if engineers checked the line and found me on it, making a fool of myself. For so my petty suburbanite shame forced me to reason. But worse, what if the number were already dead, giving me the infinite rebuttal of a numb tone? Look at the set of a dead face, its muscles smoothed, its profile young again. They say repose has brought it